Brought to you by Abbott.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It was illegally trespassing, invading their skies. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the Iranians are saying after taking out a U.S. drone, though U.S. Central Command says it was an unprovoked attack.
A U.S. Navy high-altitude drone shot down roughly 17 miles from Iran in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz, not far from where U.S. officials say Iran attacked two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon.
It's not clear how the U.S. will respond to the provocation. Officials tell me a target list has been drawn up, but it's up to the president to decide whether or not to strike back.
Well, right before that drone was shot down, President Trump told Fox News, don't worry, everything's under control. He also again claimed Democrats spied on his campaign.
We're trying to find out whether or not they actually listened in on my calls. That'll be the ultimate. We'll see what happens.
The FBI director and Democrats disagree with the use of the word spying for surveillance done as part of the Russia investigation. Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden is under attack from some of his rivals for something he said. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details live.
Dave, Senators Kamala Harris and Cory Booker are criticizing the former vice president for his recent remarks about his ability decades ago to work with segregationist Southern senators to, quote, get things done. Harris accused Biden of coddling the segregationists, and Booker called on Biden to apologize. Biden says Booker should apologize.
He knows better. There's not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career. Period. Period. Period.
This weekend, more than 20 of the Democratic presidential candidates will be at the same event in South Carolina, Dave.
Tanya, police officers dead in Sacramento, California, shot by a gunman who was finally arrested this morning after an eight-hour standoff.
There are no words to convey the depth of sadness we feel.
Deputy Police Chief Dave Paletta says Officer Tara O'Sullivan was just 26 and responding to a domestic disturbance. This is Fox News.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel Deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, now ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It puts your profile in front of potential employers. And if they like your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today.
David Ortiz was a victim of mistaken identity. That's what police say in the Dominican Republic, that the gunman shot the wrong guy in a hit that was ordered by a wanted man in the U.S. That accused gunman and 10 others are in custody. While Ortiz, a former Red Sox All-Star ballplayer, is now in good condition recovering in a Boston hospital. This is the FBI is reportedly in the Dominican Republic investigating the deaths of 9 Americans in the past year.
There are these new reports, they're not confirmed by Fox News, that the FBI is testing samples from at least one of the hotel's mini bars where 3 of the 9 Americans have died since May. Now that matters because when we were there trying to get answers, the FBI's involvement was limited to assisting the Dominican investigation with toxicology results only. The FBI can only go as far as the DR officially requests. Now, this would mark a deeper dive into allegations of tampering with or fraudulent liquor.
Fox's Griff Jenkins.
Dominican officials are scrambling to assure Americans that their island paradise is safe for travelers. They continue to maintain that these deaths are isolated incidences under investigation, that initial autopsies indicate they all died from natural causes.
Some cops in Philadelphia are in trouble for what they posted online.
72 police officers have been placed on administrative duty as Internal Affairs looks into racist and inappropriate social media posts. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says investigators have plenty of work to do. They're examining approximately 3,100 posts by the officers involved.
Internal Affairs has identified and prioritized the posts clearly advocating violence or death against any protected class, such as ethnicity, national origin, sex, religion, and race.
As this happens, the Philly PD is rolling out new anti-bias, anti-racism training, and reviewing social media policy. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
YouTube's reportedly being scrutinized by federal regulators for how it handled children's videos. On Wall Street, stock futures are surging ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Thursday morning. ESPN 93.5 local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Board members in Douglas County have approved giving EDP Renewables a permit to build a 48-turbine wind farm complex. The News Gazette says within hours after the vote, EDP officials said work to improve public roads to handle the construction work should begin in the next couple of weeks. The 20-megawatt project is expected to generate enough power for about 70,000 homes. It could lead to the creation of about 250 jobs. The Urbana High School District has decided Angie Franklin will become Urbana's Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources. Danville High School Principal Kimberly Norton will become the district's Assistant Superintendent of Student Learning. The University of Illinois on Wednesday announced system-wide raises for non-union faculty and staff averaging 2%. It comes after learning the newly passed state budget includes a nearly 5% increase in its appropriation. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, this is Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand in hand through the entire process. Whether it's your first home or your fourth, work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations: Village at the Crossing, Champaign; Cunningham and Urbana. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, chance of rain at 10% today. We've got a high 76, expected 58 our low tonight. Hopefully we'll be a go for neighborhood nights at Blair Park with Keith Hardin on stage, rescheduled from last night.
That's since 2 weeks in a row.
I know it.
What's going on?
77 the high tomorrow, down to around 67, partly cloudy conditions. Scattered shower chance at 40% Saturday, 50% on Sunday, as we're up into the mid-80s and down to around 70 at night. We're currently at 59 with the clouds, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, it doesn't really feel like the first day of summer tomorrow. I mean, it's June.
By the way, happy birthday, Mike Anderson.
Your husband, Mike, has turned another year.
You know, I was thinking about all the parallels we have in life with our birthdays in April and our spouses just days apart this week in June, and how we're both Unity Rockets.
Yeah,
and
how
we're
about that?
Influenced by Polly Anderson and so much music in our life growing up and great parents and things like that. We're a good fit on the radio, Stevie.
Okay, honestly, hadn't put all that together.
Okay.
We just like you, Diane.
There you go.
All right, good to have you listening. Front page of the News Gazette, ex-girlfriend takes a witness stand in the Brent Christensen trial. I have read about as many details as I care to. I have not been explicit, as has been the testimony in this trial. I'm not sure what it matters. They've already admitted he did it. Now it's just, I guess they're doing it for what? Deciding whether he should live or die? I'm not sure. I just don't understand some of the criminal proceedings. In a case like this, they present all the evidence. It was, you know, something this man did. The defense already said that.
Mm-hmm.
The details are gruesome. He had a fetish or some sort of weird thing for serial killers. That's pretty evident. His former girlfriend, while he was married, took the stand yesterday because they had an open marriage?
Right.
Tara Bullis walked by. He looked straight ahead, mm-hmm. didn't make eye contact. And she was the one that wore the wire. And keep in mind, from the time of the murder to when they arrested him June 30, you're saying, well, why didn't they get him earlier? They were compiling this massive load of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
They kept an eye on him the whole time, and he apparently kind of digged it. I mean, it's just, you know, evil slash psycho. I mean, it's just most disconcerting thing of all of it is that that was on my campus. He was a TA. He worked with people. And he disturbed evil, whatever label. And so, again, as I mentioned, I don't know about the death penalty. I try and be biblically based. I'm not sure what God thinks about that. But if, in fact, someone of the cloth could tell me that this is the proper path, justice should be served, thus the death penalty. The point I want to make is that if you're not using the death penalty on him, why have it? I mean, this is horrific, and he planned more. He bragged about it. He walked around at her vigil holding the hand of this woman that testified and wore a wire.
Yep.
And it is as sick as it just, you just don't think you live like in a town where you could have any human being like that around. And of course he had rum and it was a perfect storm. I don't care. Sicko, psycho, evil.
Terrible is talking about different people in history who came up in their conversation, like Ted Bundy and Adolf Hitler.
No, he wanted to be significant, and he didn't want to leave without making a mark. And it's just there's so many things mixed into this thing. So it continues. I don't know how long it goes. It's in Peoria, but obviously we're covering it because it happened here. So anyway, that's the Brent Christensen, and again, then they go through the sentencing phase, and I guess the jury would decide death penalty or not, and that's the whole point of picking a jury, I guess, for the defense was to find out who might be sympathetic toward life and death, to spare his life, and then we could pay for him for the rest of his life in prison. Now, I mean, I again, it's front page News Gazette this morning.
Right.
But I can't read it all. I read to a point and I say, you know what, I can't unread it. And the details are what they are. It's evidence. It comes out in court. But I don't care to. I know what happened enough. Probably too many details that I already know. And I just feel sick for the family. And here they trusted the United States with their daughter coming from China. And they're heartbroken. She was to be kind of the woman in the family that was going to earn the money.
Mm-hmm.
She's a PhD and very smart and.
It happened in June 2017. She had a partner that she was going to marry in October 2017.
And they're using translators to understand everything in Peoria.
Right.
Okay, we're going to jump to sports. We do have some fun highlights here in just a moment. The Cubs and the Cardinals both with exciting wins. A little on that coming up. It is a Thursday morning, June 20th, ESPN 93.5.
With unrivaled security and smart savings, it's simple. Illini Plus Checking makes it easier to protect your finances, save money on everyday purchases, and enjoy your life. Open your Illini Plus Checking today at U of I Community Credit Union.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
This is Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. There are a lot of roofing companies around, but you won't find one more dedicated than Freedom Roofing. We're a locally owned family business, and we'll give you an honest, accurate assessment of your roof's condition. If you need a new roof, we'll tell you. If you don't, we'll reassure you that you're okay. And you won't find anyone who will be more dedicated and committed to your complete satisfaction. Please reach out to me for a free quote. Just go to freedomchampagne.com.
All right. Coming up later this hour, our little deal for you today is Rosati's Pizza. And every time I say Rosati's Pizza, I'm thinking cheese pizza.
Mouth starts watering.
Now, you can go to Houlihan's, sit down and enjoy music tonight. Houlihan's Restaurant.
Coco and Sparks on stage for patio play.
So, might be inside, maybe? Depends.
Yeah, we'll just see how these scattered showers work out.
But Coco coming, for sure.
Yes, okay. And of course, that's Kathy Harden and her brother Keith at Blair Park, 6:30 to 8. I don't know, usually they perform together a few songs at one of these gigs.
Well, maybe you go 5:30 to Houlihan's, and you go to the restaurant. Enjoy.
Uh-huh.
Then maybe shoot over to what you're doing
after
dinner.
The patio play is really fun. Did it last week.
It's all Thursdays, right?
Yep.
Thursdays at Houlihan's Restaurant. Okay.
And they have their drink specials and happy apps 4 to 6. It's a great time.
So you can go to Houlihan's tonight, all part of the iHotel and Conference Center. Find Sam and say hi. I'm sure he'll be there.
By the way, highly recommend their brunch on Sundays, 9 to 2.
Yeah.
Some unusual options that are healthy choices also, plus the mimosas and Bloody Marys. It's a great choice from 9 to 2 on Sundays.
It's Houlihan's Restaurant. Patio play tonight and anytime. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Houlihan's, south of the State Farm Center, St. Mary's and
First Street.
First Street in Champaign. ESPN 93.5 Sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win. It was a late game. 2-1 was the final over Miami. Paul Goldschmidt, a big bat in the 11th. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Sergio Romo made the Marlins manager look like a genius in the ninth inning, didn't he?
Well, they worked to that point in the game, Mike, where Romo came in, walked a batter to load the bases. He struck out Harrison Bader, and with five infielders playing against Marcell Ozuna, Ozuna hit the ball to the center fielder, J.T. Riddle, up the middle of the infield. He turned that into an 8-4-3 double play. But Paul Goldschmidt, he turned the night around for the Cardinals as he hit his fifth career walk-off home run, his first since August of 2016 against Atlanta, and the Cardinals managed a 2-1 11-inning win.
Here's another 2-2 pitch for Goldschmidt. Good night, folks. Goodbye. This thing is crushed way, way out of here, and we're all going home. A home run by the Cardinal first baseman, Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah, you know, he's a good pitcher. He throws hard. Was going fastball, changeup, and luckily I was able to foul a couple balls off, and then, you know, he finally made a mistake, and I was able to hit it.
That was a big, big victory for the Redbirds, and now we'll be on the air an hour earlier today. It's a 6:15 game, and we'll be on the air with our pregame show at 5:20 with the pregame show.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Cubs win 7-3 over the Chicago White Sox. White Sox with the day off today. Cubs will host the New York Mets. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. Wilson Contreras.
A swing and a drive to left field and deep. Back to the wall. That ball is gone. A grand slam. A grand slam for Wilson Contreras. A hanging breaking ball. And Contreras hits a granny. Swing and a drive to left. He may have done it again. Home run. Wilson Contreras with a line drive. Home run to straightaway left.
Wow.
Yeah. Good stuff. And with Milwaukee losing, I think that puts the Cubs on top.
Yeah, first place for the Chicago Cubs this morning, a half a game ahead of the Milwaukee Brewers, and just 2 ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Some of the games we've been watching with the College World Series with Texas Tech over Florida State 4-1, and Louisville eliminated Auburn 5-3, so they've got a game tonight against Mississippi State. That will be the elimination game.
All right, here's your weather brought to you by Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, CMI, your top janitorial supply company and locally owned by Betsy and Brad Parks. You need cleaning equipment? You need stuff? CMI can do it. Bloomington Road and Champaign, CMIclean.com or 359-6262.
Up to 76, down to 58. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. We've got a high 77 expected tomorrow for that first day of summer, down to 67 in the evening with a 30% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, up into the mid-80s, down to around 70 at night for the weekend. Right now with the clouds, it's 60, ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign. Partnerships built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, software maker Oracle reported a better-than-expected quarter. It's been focusing on its cloud applications business, which it says is growing rapidly. American Airlines is buying 50 jets from Airbus. The model plane, a 321 XLR, is a single-aisle jet that could potentially fly between Europe and the Midwest. Boeing has plans for a similar plane, but it's been delayed by the grounding of its 737 MAX planes. American was previously seen as a prime customer for the new Boeing plane. The new mid-size Airbus plane is expected to seat between 230 and 270 passengers. Women's clothing chain Chico's is looking over an offer from private equity firm Sycamore Partners to buy the company. However, Chico's says in a release that it has already rejected a previous higher offer from Sycamore. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Capitol Hill yesterday, a hearing on reparations. Should we pay for the sins of our country because we had slavery? I think most of the Democratic, potential Democratic nominees for president are going to have to get on the page on this one. Cory Booker did some testifying yesterday. And certainly we all agree slavery is wrong. Heck, the Bible's full of references to slaves, and I mean, it was obviously pretty common thousands of years ago.
Sure.
And America brought African Americans from Africa on ships and sold them. But should we pay for that now? And the first question I would have is, how much? How do you possibly... I totally think slavery is horrible. I had no part of it. I think it's disgusting. It's unbelievable that humans could do that. Should I pay for that?
This headline says, on Juneteenth, Sheila Jackson Lee spearheads congressional hearing on reparations, calling them long overdue. A study to develop reparation proposals on African Americans to consider a national apology by the government.
Well, I'm sorry we did it. I'm okay saying that. I certainly had nothing to do with it, but I think it's wrong. It was wrong, but do I pay for that in 2019?
Right. I mean, I think all the atrocities that have happened in history of the world. I mean,
well, we're a very rich nation, and if you say we're going to do reparations, what is the number? And do we have that kind of money, and who gets it? Or do you have to be a descendant of a slave or simply African American? I mean, it's Barack Obama didn't do it. Joe Biden as vice president didn't do it. I didn't do anything to do that, and I would be against all of that, and I think it's horrible. I don't know why I have to pay for that. You pay for the sins of prior generations, I guess.
Well, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Kentucky Republican, says this is going to be pretty hard to figure out who to compensate.
Well, and how much? And shouldn't it be like millions each? You're telling me that I'm only worth a few thousand dollars? 359-2255, what do you think about that? But that's where we're going. I mean, the progressive push is going further and further left, And I think 6 out of 10 African-Americans think you should get something. And I think 8 out of 10 white Americans think you shouldn't get anything.
And this talks about back in the Civil War era and how providing free African-Americans 40 acres and a mule was an unfulfilled federal promise for the slaves that were free.
I don't know. I don't know how to handle this.
Can we go back to 1865 on this?
Yeah. It's a long time ago, and I'm pretty sure 100%, not 100, you can't get 100 on anything, but darn near all of us, I'm sorry, the country did it.
Text in to 359-2255. Should the descendants of the 600,000-plus Union soldiers who gave their life to free the slaves get reparations, too?
No, I would think they're just doing their thing, fighting for their cause, the North and the South. I mean, goodness, is this just a little too much? 359-2255, reparations, what do you think? We will check your text out in just a moment. ESPN 93.5. If you're looking for a mortgage, Busey can help you. They've got 40 different special mortgage programs. It is not a one-size-fits-all. Busey's been in business over 150 years. You can imagine what their first drive-through looked like with mud and horses and
how'd they do that tube thing?
Oh, may I help you?
Probably didn't work very well.
Exactly.
They still don't. Nearly 50 lending professionals will take time to get to know your needs if you want to apply on time, online, on your time. Doesn't take but 20 minutes. BuseyMortgage.com with free pre-qualification shop for your home, knowing all your options. I mean, there have been thousands upon thousands of families who have trusted Busey to help them get into the right program. If you're ready to take that step, partner with Busey for the resources to turn your dream of home ownership into reality. Call 800-67-BUSEY, ask which special mortgage loan program is right for you, or visit BuseyMortgage.com.
It sure helps to take those steps before you get into the zone on picking out that house. What an exciting chapter of life.
Yep. Okay, go to the news here coming up. If you have any thoughts, 359-2255, you can text those in. We have an offer this morning. Stand by for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's 728 on this Thursday morning, ESPN 93.5.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Yeah, I guess you can say this biker gang runs this town. Everyone just stops and gawks as we roll on by.
I get asked all the time about my hog, its specs, and my top distance on this beast.
Yeah, dude. I always tell my fellow bikers to get their bikes at Dirt Cycle and Fitness. They have the best parts and bikes to keep this gang riding.
Oh, you thought we were talking motorcycles? Ha ha, no. We are pedaling for miles.
So go to Durst to join our group of bikers. They have two locations, one on Madison Champaign and one in Urbana on University.
The St. Jude Champaign Tipiori Run is coming up on August 2nd and 3rd, and we need your help. Sign up to participate as a runner for this incredible 103-mile trip from downtown Champaign to the Peoria Civic Center. Get involved in this relay-style run by running 1 mile, 5 miles, or even 30 miles. All proceeds from the run benefits research on children's catastrophic diseases. Sign up today at custjuderun.org or email custjuderuns@gmail.com for more information.
Summer is here, and it's time to celebrate the season at Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. The patio's open, and they're serving up killer cocktails, along with fresh lunch and dinner every day of the week and brunch each weekend. It couldn't be easier than lunch or dinner at Big Grove. Anytime you come, they'll validate parking in the Hill Street parking deck. Heading downtown for live music or a special event? Everyone's welcome at Big Grove Tavern. Need a place to host a shower celebration or party this summer? Big Grove has private rooms for your next event. Big Grove Tavern, 1 East Main in downtown Champaign.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
An American drone has been shot down by Iran's Revolutionary Guard, claiming it was in Iranian airspace. U.S. officials tell Fox it was not, that this was an unprovoked attack.
The U.S. Navy high-altitude drone was shot down roughly 17 miles from Iran in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz. It's used to spy on Iran and capture military communications and also used for other surveillance and reconnaissance missions.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. China's president, Xi Jinping's in North Korea, the first Chinese president to visit there in 14 years. To meet with that country's leader, Kim Jong-un.
He was greeted by a crowd of some 10,000 people and a 21-gun salute. Expected on the agenda at this meeting, their fourth, Pyongyang's stalled nuclear talks with Washington. Xi is set to meet with President Trump at the G20 summit in Japan next week, and there's speculation Kim may try to pass on a message about reviving nuclear talks.
Fox's Lillian Wu. This is Fox News.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois on Wednesday announced system-wide raises for non-union faculty and staff averaging 2%. It comes after learning the newly passed state budget includes a nearly 5% increase in its appropriation. The raises will kick in August 16th for the upcoming school year. The News Gazette says also the university president says all three universities in the system were allowed to use additional money to address individual salary cases. A 26-year-old Watsika man who was allegedly squatting in an Urbana apartment is facing multiple charges. A cleaning woman went into an apartment in the 1000 block of Willard Street mid-morning on Friday and saw a man standing in the bedroom. The man, Colin Brace, took off, but police found him nearby. He admitted he had been staying there. He was charged with residential burglary, possession of a controlled substance, and criminal trespass. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
And your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Starting out with some clouds, ending up with some sunshine. Today's high 76, 58 our low tonight. Tomorrow's the first day of summer. We've got a 30% chance of an isolated thunderstorm. Otherwise, high 77, low 67. A 40% chance of scattered showers with a high 84 Saturday. 86 on Sunday with a 50% chance of rain. Right now we're at 60. It's overcast. ESPN 93.5.
I went over to Honda BMW yesterday, saw my buddy Ben Quattrone, and it looks like we had to test something in this Civic hatchback. I think the triplets are going to be driving. And good news, the golf clubs fit in the back.
Excellent.
Kind of a precursor. Have to make sure the clubs fit. And in a hatchback, it's an interesting design, so I say that looks a little narrow, and by golly, it's not. It's fine. So good news. And those Civics get like 42 miles a gallon on the road. You just kind of honk at the gas
station.
That's
amazing.
They just go and go and go, and they're just incredible with Apple Play and all these things, the hands-free stuff. Honda BMW, where you can go and test drive one of those hatchback Civics or CRV or the Passport or Pilot like you did or the Odyssey. They're just all there. Terrific vehicles.
Great. It's a driving pleasure.
Yeah.
If you have a road trip or a few, you know, summer vacation time coming up, You need to drop by Honda.
They're really good.
Take it to
award-winning dealership. Just drop off, drop by at Neil and Burwash in Savoy or drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com.
Quite a few texts coming in, Stevie.
Talk to me.
Okay. During World War II, the Japanese people that were put into camps had compensation, but it was the people that happened to not be descendants. If you can show one slave that was personally afflicted, otherwise it's a handout. Where does it end? The Indians were in quite a situation also.
Well, we tried to give them areas and all those things, but no, listen, I don't know how you fix something that was wrong that long ago. It was horrific how we treated fellow humans. How we treated our brothers and sisters. humans can't own humans. But that's what they did. For thousands of years, it was a thing. It's horrible. We've gotten better. We've gotten more knowledgeable and learned and know that we're all God's children. It's just, but I didn't do it and I didn't agree with, I certainly think was bad. Do I have to pay for that? I don't know. Where does it begin and where does it end? 359-2255. If you want to chime in, reparations is being talked about on Capitol Hill. I want to talk just a moment or two about immigration with immigration analyst Pallavi Ahluwalia. Is that correct?
That is correct. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to have you on. You're an immigrant yourself. You know how this whole citizenship works. You represent individuals to Fortune 500 companies. Where are we? Except kind of in a mess is what it looks like. Paula V, what do we do?
It is a mess at the border. I think definitely Health and Human Services and the Department of Homeland Security need a hand at the border. I think they need more funds from Congress as well to be able to tackle the issue. More people at the border are needed, as well as more facilities to be able to handle it. And I've been also suggesting maybe having more money spent in the countries of origin of these immigrants that are coming in caravans from the triangular countries of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, and have a public service message that says that the welcome mat is no longer on in the U.S., and there is a crisis at the border, and it's not easy for the migrants themselves. So I think there has to be a message that goes out to them so that whatever they're doing with smugglers, whoever are bringing them here, they kind of start to pause and think that their kids may be separated. I don't know what's causing this disaster, though.
I shouldn't be so naive to know that this is about, I guess, control of politics. We're presuming that an open border would mean more Democratic votes. I don't understand why we wouldn't want to protect our border. I don't understand, and I've said this many times, it'd be, I guess, tantamount to you taking the front door off of your home and allowing anybody to walk in. You'd say, no, I would be afraid of who they are. Well, we're just asking for a system. Why have our politicians not been able to do this?
We do definitely need immigration reform, and on a larger level, on a broad stroke and a nuanced level, so it needs to be done. But just to your point, no, these voters can't vote. They are not allowed to vote. They, by the time they gain citizenship, and they cannot vote with a system that's in place and the IDs and the voter registration, and they're not coming in to vote at all. They're just coming, fleeing from a better life. There are users that are taking advantage of them, giving them a rosier picture than there is right now at the border. But of course, U.S. is way better than the host countries from where they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I would agree with a part of it that there is a need to have a secure border. We can't have a broken border. And I think at this time, the Congress as well as the administration needs to send more people to protect the border.
I don't understand why we just won't do it. It's just unbelievable. I would say I'd have a some sort of plan for Dreamers, because they didn't move themselves here when they were 4 years old. I would stop the sieve that is our South, and I would say, listen, you can come, but you just have to, we have to have more people, more judges, more asylum hearings, all these other things, but you have to go through the proper channels to be a citizen of our country. You can't just come. And it's just ridiculous for me. Pallavi, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Pallavi Ahluwalia, his immigration analyst, and she says it's broken, and it is. And we continue to go, well, golly, why wouldn't we want to? Well, is it because it represents the future for Democrats winning every election, as has happened now in California, might happen in Texas? And if Texas is a non-Republican state, it's over. You can't win on the electoral map for the Republicans without some other drastic changes. So perhaps that's the motive. But it's stunning to me Would we allow that to be going on and look the other way? Unbelievable. All right, 741, text to catch up on?
Yes, at 359-2255. While I'm not for reparations, questioning if a family of Union soldiers should get reparations is not a good comparison. Africans did not volunteer to be slaves.
I didn't do it, though. That's the point, is it was wrong. Apologize. That's fine. America is sorry we had slaves. It just because everybody did it doesn't mean it was the proper thing to do. If you put it in context with the time, there are a lot of things that were going on. You go, whoa, that doesn't make any sense. Well, we're different 150 years later.
Jay says, I'm going to say what everyone is thinking. This is crazy. It's not going to happen. A lot of pandering. Another text in, I'm all for equality amongst different races and gender, but this has nothing to do with equality. It will only cause more problems that we do not need in this country. Our generation can't be held responsible for those who founded our country. We can only learn from them and better ourselves from our mistakes.
Well, we have gotten better, haven't we? We've improved a lot. Are we perfect? Of course not, but we have gotten better. Think about this. Never has there been a nation on the earth in the history of humans that has tried what we are doing. I mean, you don't bring everybody from everywhere and be the same. Nobody can do that. You can't go to Italy and become Italian. You can't. You're not from Italy. You're not Italian. You can come to America from everywhere. We have 100 nations at a stoplight in New York City crossing the street. And we seem, for the most part, to get along pretty well.
Ken in Oakwood says, if my grandfather robbed a bank, I should not have to repay that debt with money or by going to jail.
Slavery was a horrible practice that, again, thousands and thousands of years. And it was wrong what America did with slaves. It was what it was then. It is not, thankfully, like that now. But have African Americans suffered through? Yes, they have. But would you rather live here or anywhere else in the world? I mean, there's tremendous change from even the 60s of where we were in this nation in a lot of our lifetimes. We've gotten better. We're doing better. We're not perfect, but I don't think you should walk around saying Stevie J's an Armenian American. I'm an American. I don't want to be Hispanic American and African American. I want to be an American. We're all Americans. And prejudice is learned. You're not born prejudiced. You learn prejudice. You're taught that somewhere, or you've had a negative experience. If a taxi driver picks up an Armenian at the corner and 10 Armenians rob him in a row, the 11th Armenian doesn't get picked up. Is he a racist? Or did he learn that that's a bad idea? 359-2255, you're welcome to text in.
And Kenny says there's a university somewhere that's raising the cost of education to give back to relatives of past slaves. I haven't Googled that.
I don't. Again, it's like, what's the number? Why do I have to do that? I didn't do it. I disagree vehemently with it. It's ridiculous. All right. We have an offer for you, my friends. If you like great food, Rosati's Pizza. It's Rosati's with lasagna, the ribeye steak salad, the big old thick crust, the thin crust. The best cheese in the world at Shane Morrison's Cutting Every Day. 359-2255. If you would like me to give you my money, $50 bill.
Mm-hmm.
Form of a voucher, $50. Take the family. Let me know what you think.
Or treat the office and have lunch, you know, catered.
Well, you
in.
Could do that. It's all good. 359-2255. Text in pizza. If you text in pizza, you're going to have a good chance. I'm going to do like $500 here. It's Stevie J's. Spend Stevie J's money. Keep the stuff. Tell me what you think. You have to use this within 7 days. And you have to tell us what you thought of your experience once you're done. Uh-huh. That's all there is to it. There are no catches. You just have to eat this food within 7 days and tell me what you think and enjoy. How do you do that? It's just here. It's over here on the side. I've got a little money for that. 359-2255. Text in the word pizza for Rosati's pizza offer this morning. Anybody?
Oh, yes.
It's so good. All right, we're going to check our morning sports. We'll do that coming up.
Naked Ale House in beautiful downtown Paxton.
All right, a couple of exciting victories for the Cubs and the Cardinals. The Cardinals live on ESPN 93.5 right here. Cubbies live on 105.9. Enjoy your loud and clear on FM broadcast tonight, because if you have DirecTV, you won't be able to watch the Cubs. They're on 23 and 55 tonight. That means you can't get it because Sinclair Broadcasting and Fox, which carries Fox here, owned by Sinclair, and DirecTV are in a spat about how much
I see
people have to pay to have that service. And so the Cubs are dark a lot on TV now if you have DirecTV. So good luck to you. And listen on 105.9. It sounds
That's
great.
That's right. FM. A series starting up against the New York Mets. It was a great hit yesterday from Wilson Contreras as the Cubs beat the crosstown rivals, the Chicago White Sox, 7-3. Do you have that audio?
Yeah, let's hear the first one. This is the big one.
A swing and a drive to left field and deep. Back to the wall. That ball is gone. A grand slam. A grand slam for Wilson Contreras. A hanging, breaking ball. And Contreras hits a granny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Chicago White Sox with a day off today, and now the Cubs are on top of the NL Central with Milwaukee losing yesterday.
Milwaukee got swept in San Diego, so they're not playing so well.
Are the Padres hot? I haven't heard much about the Padres.
Padres are about 500.
Okay.
They're not bad.
So St. Louis over the Miami Marlins. They've got another game tonight, heard here on ESPN 93.5. 2-1 was the final yesterday.
Well, and let me just preface this comment coming up from Mike Shannon and John Rooney. In the bottom of the 10th, the Cardinals had the bases loaded and nobody out and could not win the ballgame. It was, and you just felt like, you know what, this is bad. And then they somehow held on because all the mo had shifted to Miami, and Harrison Bader made a diving catch and all these good things from the top of the 11th. Then the Cardinals eventually won. Here's your Cardinal recap.
Sergio Romo made the Marlins manager look like a genius in the ninth inning, didn't he?
Well, they worked to that point in the game, Mike, where Romo came in, walked a batter to load the bases. He struck out Harrison Bader, and with five infielders playing against Marcell Ozuna, Ozuna hit the ball to the center fielder, J.T. Riddle, up the middle of the infield. He turned that into an 8-4-3 double play. But Paul Goldschmidt, he turned the night around for the Cardinals as he hit his fifth career walk-off home run, his first since August of 2016 against Atlanta, and the Cardinals managed a 2-1 11-inning win.
Here's another 2-2 pitch for Goldschmidt. Good night, folks. Goodbye. This thing is crushed way, way out of here, and we're all going home. A home run by the Cardinal first baseman, Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah, you know, he's a good pitcher. He throws hard. Was going fastball, changeup, and luckily I was able to foul a couple balls off, and then, you know, he finally made a mistake, and I was able to hit it.
That was a big, big victory for the Redbirds, and now we'll be on the air an hour earlier today. It's a 6:15 game, and we'll be on the air with our pregame show at 5:20 with the pregame show.
Pizza, 10 times. Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
We're getting all caught up in the texts here. Anyway, Louisville over Auburn to eliminate Auburn, and they've got a game in the College World Series tonight, an elimination game against Mississippi State.
All right.
And the FIFA World's Women World Cup is today, actually, at 2 as we play Sweden, and it's on Fox.
We're going to get a few. Yeah, I can't see it, so who cares? It's so frustrating. You can't see any Fox Sports
deals
because Sinclair Broadcasting and DirecTV, and what am I going to do about that? Call the 800 number. You just have to go get some other service. Steve Suderman, Good Vibes, can set you up with your antenna at home, and then you can get 55. But I can't see women's soccer because I don't want to buy Dish and have Direct, because you can't get rid of Direct because I got the ticket, and then I see the New Orleans Saints football games. What a what a First Nation dilemma. Okay, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we're starting out with some clouds, but sunshine by this afternoon. Today's high 76, 58 hour low tonight. Chance of rain 10%, 30% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm passing through tomorrow on that first day of summer with a high 77, low 67. Scattered shower and thunderstorm chance at 50% over the weekend, up in the mid 80s, down to around 70 at night. Currently 60, ESPN 93.
All right, we'll get a couple more of these texts before the top of the hour. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World, a place you go if you need an appliance. It's all they do. It's kind of like Southwest Airlines. They just have 727s. The same plane, one plane. They know how to do a plane really, really well. Same thing. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World, just does appliances. So if you need a refrigerator, a freezer, a dishwasher. Go see all their beautiful lines. They're independent, so they can carry them all. Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. They offer discount pricing, plus low prices, best selection, and with Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you can receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, place you want to visit. It's North Neal, south of the I-74 interchange. Driving north on Neal, it's on the right-hand side, says Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Or go online, get it started at appliance-world.com. Jay Lehman does Dennis's TV commercial, and he just did a new one. Jay Lehman just did a new Dick Van Dyke. To be looking for that on your TV set.
Awesome.
Okay, now a couple more texts before we get to the news.
Yeah, Jared said, then should all people of Muslim descent give us money for their ancestors that have beheaded a lot of our ancestors and want to kill us all? What it comes down to is someone trying to win the African-American vote, just like Obama giving away free cell phones and offering free health care.
President Obama was not for reparations. They thought it was too expensive. And again, I would ask, if you offer reparations, what's the number? And how do you do it? Who gets it? Must you prove you are a descendant of a slave? Or just all African Americans would be eligible because we brought them here as slaves? So you've got that, and then you're going to do $1,000 or a million? And then what's that number? And how do you pay for that?
Damon says, I would be totally for reparations under one condition. They could never use slavery or racism as an excuse for everything. Every day I see stories about immigrants in their countries who arrive on our shores, and within one generation they've learned the language, gone to college, and become productive members of society. I'm sick and tired of people making excuses of something that ended 154 years ago.
And listen, I mean, I remember in the 60s, I was living in the 60s, and I remember hosing African-Americans against the wall in Selma, Alabama. It was bad. It was unbelievable how prejudiced we were. So we have gotten better. It has taken time. Everything takes a long time. But again, I'm against all of it. And I've said it many times to extraordinarily prominent people in my life happen to be African-American. I don't care. They were great people. I don't look at somebody and say, gosh, that person's Asian. Oh, look at that Hispanic person. I don't look at somebody and say they're black. I don't care. It doesn't matter. When you watch Illinois basketball, do you say, look at all those African Americans running around with the basketball? They're just our guys.
Right.
I mean, the more you tell me how African American you are, the more I can't forget that you are. I don't care where you are. You show me. Dr. King said it. It's the best, one of the best lines in speeches of all time. As I have a dream that one day my four young children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That is how we should all live. Mm-hmm. And we don't. There's prejudice. There is. But it's an ignorance. We learn it from somebody who was prejudiced. We don't. Again, you see little kids playing together. They could care less where you're from.
Right. Well, and I've heard people comment about our show that we should get more African-American guests. But
I don't seek it out. We have African-Americans
right.
on, but I don't look and say, where's my quota this week?
Right.
I'll get all African-Americans. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's the quality of the person. It's the content of their message. I don't look around to see if I need a quota. I get the best people. That's what it should be.
Agreed.
Feel free to text in. We're going live to the White House, our buddy John Decker. That's next.
And if you like portions of our show, you can always hit up our website at espncu.com and tap into the podcast.
359-2255 to chime in this morning. We appreciate your responses. A lot coming in. We'll be right back.
I love, love, love.